Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Alex. How can I help you today?
Hi, I have an unauthorized charge on my card and I was just curious about it.
Can I have the zip code to better assist you?
68701.
68701, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your first and last name?
It would be under Philip McIntosh.
And can you verify the email for me?
It would probably be www.thephil@icloud.com. He has a couple of them. It was for the amount of 67.32.
Okay. Address 1507 West Norfolk Avenue.
Correct, Norfolk, Nebraska.
All right, one moment, please. I'm waiting on the transactions to load.
No. Is that the crest you're making?
Okay, so yes, he ordered on, what was this, the 16th. He paid $7.95 for the tactical bag that was shipped out on the 17th of this month. And the reason he was charged again was because when he made that purchase, he didn't cancel the account within the 48 hours, as stated in the terms and conditions. So he was enrolled into the discount online gadget store, where he received a $125 voucher monthly to that discount online gadget store membership.
Okay. He did want the tactical bag. He said that. Is there any way we can cancel the $67 charge for now and just cancel the account until I am able to talk with him more about that?
Well, yes,
said
I can.
To continue it.
Well, I can cancel the account. Give me 1 second and I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Thank you for your help.
No problem. One moment, please. All right, so that cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie. 262-758-470.
Perfect. Thank you. So then that 6732 that was on 1122 will be refunded then?
Well, no, ma'am. That charge is a valid charge due to it being in the terms and conditions when he made the purchase, but the account is canceled, so he'll no longer be charged.
Okay. Thank you for your help. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.